We've got a commercial that we run here, and it talks about what your employees are really looking for. And it's one of those commercials that I listen to all the time because money was not at the top of the list. We're looking for respect. What do your employees want that you aren't giving them? Well, there's a new study out by Mercer, the 2018 Global Talent Trends. Joining us right now is Alex Slatin. He's CEO of Maxim Software Systems. It's a dental practice management software company and author of Responsible Dental Ownership. So you are a boss. You are a CEO. And sometimes, bosses to be, with all due respect, you as a CEO, sometimes bosses are out of touch. What do you think a lot of bosses are missing?
You know, Michael, I think a lot of people get the title of a boss with just, by doing their job well, not by having the proper management skills or the experience. And as we all know, experience is just about making mistakes early on. I think a lot of bosses take their employees for granted, saying that, well, if there's not this employee, then we'll have another one. They don't understand how much it costs to train employees. And I just don't think that a lot of managers have what it takes to really invest in their employees and build a team, a family, a culture. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why there's a lot of employees who switch jobs and quit and or stay at the job and they're not performing because they are unhappy.
Yeah, and it is fascinating that money, you would think money is the top reason, but really it's a matter of being respected and really being valued. And the phenomenal thing, and I think you know this as a CEO, showing people respect and that they are valued doesn't cost you a dime.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's about human nature and how you treat people. Me as a CEO, I have a really wide variety of friends, whether CEOs or welders or people, who deal with tradespeople who do heating and cooling. And that's because I like the person. I don't care what it is that they do. And we have to connect on that, basic understanding of, having a company, building something, creating value for clients. And I think we connect on that. And I think it's very, very beneficial to have a wide variety of friends. And it goes the same for employees as well.
One of the things, too, and we're talking about this new report out by the folks at 2018 Global Talent Trends, talking about what bosses need to do to keep their employees. One of the things I find fascinating, and I try and get into the psyche if I see somebody who's in a management position and they don't quite get it, is, what's the old line that a lot of our parents, were trying to teach us? Treat people the way you want to be treated. Sometimes bosses seem to forget when they were treated not so well and not really valued. And I don't get why you so quickly forget those things.
Yeah, it's a funny thing because you're exactly right. People tend to kind of suppress a lot of the negative things and just focus on the good things. They usually forget where they came from. No one is born a CEO, a boss, a big corporate owner, and you grow into this through making a lot of mistakes, through connections, and through experience. And I think managers in today's world underestimate that psyche that you were talking about.
Yeah.
I think in the past, employees who went through recessions and high unemployment rates, they struggled to find a job. So wherever they did found a job that paid their bills, that was at the top of their priority. In today's world, unemployment rates are lower. There's more small businesses, startups, entrepreneurs that are starting a business. There's a lot more opportunity, especially with the technology aspect and all of the tech companies that are rising. And I think now money is, we can have money and it will pay the bills. But I want to enjoy what I do. I want to make sure that it's in line with my values and my purpose. And, you know, people who are very honest are going to be very challenged with a work that is going to be by misleading people. And I mean challenged in a bad way.
Yeah.
So what employees are seeking is more what's called alignment or line of sight, even to see what role am I playing in this company and where am I taking this company together? What is the journey? And I think they're looking for that journey that is going to develop them as a professional and also help the company achieve their goals. And I think the managers, the bosses, the CEOs, the leaders, a lot of them are missing sharing the information about where the company is going, what is the journey that we all have to take. And I think that is kind of the gap that is there right now.
We're talking with Alex Ladin. He is a CEO of Maxim Software Systems, talking about what employers need to do for employees. You know, when you're sitting here talking about the journey, one of the visions that just came into my mind, Alex, you know, when you're a kid and you're in the backseat of the car, you have no idea where you're going or how long it's going to get there. And you keep asking, are we there yet? That's exactly what came to mind when you said that.
Yeah.
You need to let people know.
That's a great illustration. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, you as a CEO, you as a leader, similar to driving the car, you're so focused on the aspects of driving and navigating that you forget that you have people with you. And no company went anywhere far without a team just by having one person. So what you're saying is exactly, the illustration is spot on.
And also what you need to do is have a great big golf tournament, sponsor it so your employees can play, because you took a break in a tournament that you guys are sponsoring in Winnipeg right now. So, Alex Ladin, thank you so much for taking the time. CEO of Maxim Software Systems, you get it, and we need more CEOs just like you. Thanks, man.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot. Cheers.